Captain Freya, Hot Gun, Skagen, Racer, Zessel, H-43, Plasmoid, Fusion Pistol, and blasted the enemy Kvark right in what passed for the slimy blob's face. Red goo erupted from the alien's detonating head, splattering the captain, the walls, and Prince Roger alike. The captain had left a trail of smoldering Kvark carcasses behind her like a trail of breadcrumbs. Fortunately, the oozing tentacled creatures were fantastically stupid and made no organized effort to bring her down. Had they taken a moment to consolidate their numbers, Freya and the Prince would have succumbed in moments. Unfortunately, the Zessel H series of weaponry was notoriously limited by the number of rounds each could fire, even with the supposedly improved new Enormo clips the company had recently developed. Once the pistol had fired its last round, the best of the captain's efforts wouldn't hold off the stubborn Kvark attackers. Another blast and another splash of alien entrails splattered the walls around them as Freya pulled the Prince around a corner and down the corridor towards the ship's power reactor compartment. With a few more rounds in the H-43 and a little bit of luck, they'd be able to escape the dying Emancipator-class interplanetary cruiser via one of the landing crafts stored aft of the reactor shield. A dark smile crossed the captain's face as she pictured what an odd sight she and the Prince must be. Prince Roger was only second in line to the Vrag family throne, which was fortunate as he was mostly brawn and good looks. What he lacked in mental endowments, he more than made up for with other physical attributes, which the captain herself could attest to. The Prince's older brother, Rowan, would someday take the throne and continue the legacy that was the honorable Vrag family name, which left Prince Roger free to flit about the galaxy, splitting his time evenly between formal ceremonial appearances and lavish parties. It had been during one of the former, an elegant ball honoring some negotiation or another, that the Kvark had chosen to make their dramatic entrance. Despite the danger, Freya was still woman enough to notice how very little of the Prince's clothing remained intact. Worn for that evening's formal dinner, his finely crafted formal wear was literally dissolving from the corrosive nature of the Kvark's bodily fluids. Designed to show off the Prince's finely crafted physique, his tunic, leggings, and robe looked as if they'd fall apart from a harsh word. The captain's uniform was doing somewhat better, made as it was from sterner fabrics, but her ceremonial apparel wasn't made from anything like the synth fibers of her daily battle fatigues. She wielded her good looks the same way she wielded the Zessel, with the intent of causing as much disruption and chaos as possible, and therefore had ordered a design for her dress uniform to accentuate her form. It was revealing. It was provocative. It was, as some would say, obscene. Captain Freya Hotgun Skagen would have agreed. A short white skirt with red piping only accentuated the curve of her long legs. It seemed to be sewn entirely from wisps of vapor that shimmered as she moved. On top, she wore a form-fitting white jacket over ample breasts and apparently nothing else. The brass buttons holding it closed had to have been under more strain than the ship's hull as it buckled and heaved during transplanetary warps, and they deserved medals of their own for service above and beyond the call of duty. The captain didn't get her nickname purely from her prowess in combat, and the effect of the low-cut coat raised the pulse of men and women alike. Which was exactly the plan all along. She was a firm believer in keeping friends and enemy alike off guard, whether during friendly negotiations or hand-to-hand combat. Benefiting from the support afforded by the relatively low gravity of spacebound craft, Freya's rounded breasts were a perpetual distraction to her crew and peers. The rest of her was as trim as her bosom was ample, and long copper curls cascaded down her back all the way to her firm, round posterior. Either way, it wasn't going to be much longer before the last seams gave way, and they were both fighting for their lives in nothing more than bare skin. Even covered with slime and alien body parts too disgusting to contemplate, Prince Roger's body was a heady temptation. The captain was used to the perks of her position, which often meant getting what she wanted, when she wanted it. She tore her eyes away from the Prince's firm muscles, blasted yet another Kvark shambling down the corridor behind them, then grabbed him roughly by the upper arm and dragged him onward. Two more turns and they were standing at the heavy doors to the reactor compartment. A quick glance at the status display mounted on the wall told the captain they wouldn't be getting to the landing craft after all, not even with a half dozen spare clips for the H-43. The power mains were offline. Whether from battle damage suffered during the fight with the Kvark dreadnought that had caught them unawares as they had warped into orbit around the planet New Liberty, or from the aliens manually disabling the engines once aboard, the captain didn't know. What she did know was there was no other way off the ship, at least not without a platoon of heavily armored marines equipped with the latest line of Zessel assault gear. She checked the readout on the side of the H-43. Two rounds left. For the moment, the corridor was empty, but it wouldn't take long before the dim-witted Kvarks figured out where they had gone. If they stayed where they were, they'd be trapped against the heavy, inoperable doors.